I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. As the calendar turns from February to March, most people are beginning to focus on college basketball and the arrival of March Madness. Me? I spent the morning agonizing over roster decisions in a fantasy baseball league I joined against my better judgment. Today is cut-down day, and I need to figure out how much money I'd like to have available in the auction next month. The arrival of legal sports betting in Iowa brought with it daily fantasy sports, but I'll always be an old-school, season-long fantasy guy. I joined my first fantasy baseball league when I was 13 years old, playing in a league with men who were nearly three times my age. An offshoot of that original league is still going today. We'll gather near the Quad Cities in late March to draft in person, but most of the leagues I'm in will feature online drafts. While many of you likely enjoy fantasy football, the world of fantasy baseball is a different animal. The casual fan can follow along with the NFL and hit the waiver wire once a week with a shot at putting together a solid team. Baseball requires months of personal investment, checking daily box scores and, in serious leagues, keeping tabs on prospects in the minor leagues as they make their way up the ladder toward the show. I love fantasy baseball because the five leagues I'm in are all run with different rules, roster settings, and of course, different owners. One league features fellow Daily Iowan alums, many of whom I've known for years. In another league, I wouldn't recognize a single soul if I met them passing on the street. The league had an opening one year and I jumped into the fray. One of the biggest mistakes I make each season is failing to diversify my teams. I've got a tendency to fall in love with certain guys, and when they click, it works. When they don't, well, I've submarined multiple rosters. A name that's at the top of my list this season just happens to be a local product, Mitch Keller. The right-hander put up some rough numbers in his first taste of the big leagues last season, but a closer look at some of the advanced metrics indicate the former Xavier standout was unlucky in his debut. He's got great stuff and a clear path to a rotation spot with the Pirates in rebuild mode. Another name was playing in the Midwest League less than a year ago. Keep an eye on Tampa Bay's Wander Franco. He's 19 and talented enough to force his way to the big leagues at some point this season. He could be the game's next superstar, and in leagues where you can keep players from season to season, he could be the backbone of your roster for the next decade to come. As always, thanks for listening, and please don't ask me to join your league. I'm already spread too thin, and I know I won't be able to say no if you do ask.